Today's episode is brought to you by conjunctivitis.com. It's a site for sore eyes. Welcome to episode 5 of Wait, What Just Happened? I'm Terrence.
I'm Bailey.
And I'm Megan.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in for another episode. And is it just me, or does March seem like it's flying by?
No, I really do feel like it is. This year.
Yeah, the whole year so far.
Yeah. I'm like, wasn't it like just 2020?
You know, that seems to be the trend with like the first half of the year, I guess, because we're so anxious to like move on and say goodbye to the previous year and establish ourselves in the new year. So like the first couple of months generally fly by. And then by the time you get to May, it's like, oh my God,
you can slow down and enjoy the summer.
Yeah. Well, and then by then, I mean, at least for us in Texas, the weather's like 100 degrees then. And so, yeah. Like, when's winter happening again?
I know. Isn't it so funny that, like, the South waits for the winter because we're like, that's the nice weather.
Yeah, that's no joke. I mean, right now it is
like flip-flop.
It's like 70 degrees outside. It is beautiful out here.
Cool. Yeah, it's so nice in Florida. No humidity.
What about California, Bailey?
It's been like really flip-floppy. So it's either really, really cold. Like yesterday, I think it was 46 degrees out. And today was 66 degrees and sunny. And we've had rain and hail and sunshine, windstorms. Like it can't make up its mind.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with you guys out there just north of Los Angeles is you get the really bad Santa Ana winds.
We do. It's awful. Like, it makes the internet at my work really terrible, and it's just an experience.
Well, as the year goes on, so does our lives, even though they feel like sometimes they grind to a halt. But really, it's felt incredibly busy for me in particular this year. So in January, I put out a tweet where I was going to start holding myself accountable for weight loss. And I gave myself an unrealistic goal because that's how motivated I was. Needless to say, I have not met that goal yet. but I'm in the process of doing it and taking it seriously. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'll diet, I'll exercise, I'll realize, hey, I'm losing like, 10 to 20 pounds. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can cheat for this one time. And then one time turns into a whole month, and then a whole month turns into 40 pounds gained. So
it's really hard.
It's been rough. It really has. I feel like I'm seesawing back and forth, but you know, it's, I guess this show right now is my accountability factor. So if I will put my weight in the show notes to make you guys go look at those, I will not say it on air. But I am going to start really buckling down and exercising and eating right. And my goal is by the summer to have a noticeable difference. And I'm not going to give myself a number or anything like that, but I just want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to feel like I have more energy.
That's a good goal. It's mm-hmm. hard to put a number. It's almost unfair sometimes. So just whatever makes you feel better.
Exactly. And like, if you're gaining muscle, obviously the number on the scale isn't going to go down as much as if you were just like dieting to lose weight. So it's mm-hmm. all relative. And at the end of the day, it's about how you feel.
It's very true. Yeah. Bailey, what about you? Any life updates to give everybody?
Well, I got my first COVID vaccine 2 weeks ago, and I am 2 weeks out from getting my next one. So that's really exciting, which kind of in turn leads to my next life update, that I will get to see my long distance boyfriend for the first time in almost 15 months, mid-April. So that is exciting.
When was the last time you saw him?
The last time I saw him, he came out here for my birthday in January of 2020. So right before everything shut down.
Wow.
Golly. That's crazy.
That's insane. How do you feel after getting the first dose?
The first dose, like, it wasn't terrible on the day after my first dose. So my arm was really sore. I didn't have like any fever or headache or anything like that. It was just like soreness at the injection site, kind of similar to a flu shot. But then the second day afterwards, like my entire body, like my joints were so sore and achy, and I could not focus on anything at work the whole day. Like I just kept, my mind just kept going back to, oh my God, I feel like garbage.
Which one did you get?
I got Moderna.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's across all of the vaccines or if it's similar to what people who are getting the Pfizer are feeling, but that second day was a doozy, and then after that I was fine. But I'm so looking forward to the even worse parts that people say you get on your second vaccine.
Well, my update is I just got my second one, and I also got Moderna. And again, Moderna buddies. I think that it really just like depends on the person, though, because I have a friend who got Pfizer who felt like garbage, just the same. My dad got Moderna, had zero side effects. I'm like, gosh darn you. Are you serious?
My mom and I got our vaccines on the same day and she felt completely fine besides the sore arm. And I'm like, really? Why do I have to be the lucky one here? Like, I'm glad she didn't have any side effects. But
yeah. Yeah, I definitely had the sore arm. I got mine at like noon. This is the second one. I got mine at noon and I was pretty much fine that day. But then I woke up with a fever, and I could tell that I had a fever overnight because I had really weird dreams. And I don't know if that happens to anybody else, but that's the only time I have weird dreams is when I have a fever. like so weird to the point where I dreamed about like one of my fourth grade teachers who, up until I had that dream, I probably couldn't even have remembered her name. But now I remember it because I had a dream about her and I knew her name in the dream and she was mean to me and it was the worst. I had weird dreams, which I knew I had a fever. And then I just like my head pounded the whole next day. And it was almost exactly 24 hours from when I started getting symptoms. So it was like the next morning after that, different person, totally fine, which is interesting. So a little bit different than Bailey, because mine happened the day directly after, but then the second day I was fine.
That seems to be the general consensus. Like my dad, he got it early, like right after it first came out, because he was a healthcare worker. And he says, yeah, I felt a little bit sore, but he was like, I felt fine. Like the next day it was, you know, I was back to normal. And then after he got the second one, he said, same thing. He was just a little bit sore at the site of the injection, but that was pretty much it. He didn't have any other side effects. So I wonder if it's a little different for people that are older, you know?
Maybe. My arm still hurts today. And I got it 2 days ago. 2 days ago. I got it on Monday.
Oh, wow.
So
I feel like that's pretty typical, though, for like flu vaccines and the similar type shots.
Yeah, it feels pretty much exactly like how the flu vaccine feels when you get it. How it's just, you know, it feels like you got punched in the arm, which it just means that it's working, I guess.
I think like for me, the worst part in all of this is my grandpa and I, like every time we get a flu shot, we razz each other and then like we'll punch each other in the arm just to be mean about it in a loving kind of way. And so like it's been really sad for me to not be able to give him a little hard time after he got his first and second shots. But you know, now my grandparents are fully vaccinated and I can go see them, and soon I will be fully vaccinated.
That's give
him a hard time a little late.
Yeah, well, now that you both are on your way to get vaccinated, I'm still waiting for mine. I'm just gonna wait. I think hopefully by the summer I'll get mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm actively trying to get my trying to get an appointment. I really am. But it's just been crazy. It's been so hard to get it.
A lot of places, a lot of my friends have been able to get it by getting put on these like call lists. I don't know. I would assume that they're everywhere. So maybe they
have. Yeah, I've heard of those out here where like that basically they text you if they have leftover vaccines at any site and you've got like 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah. And that's how they've gotten it. Because they have to get rid of them. Otherwise, they literally go in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So they give it to anybody.
Oh, that was kind of how I got mine. I mean, technically, I am eligible because I work in social services. But also, they were doing clinics for like people at our homeless shelters and domestic violence shelters. And so we just kind of got to get the leftovers from a day where they came out and did that.
You know, my mind has been on TikTok like for so long because I immediately went to Bailey. You know that scene at the beginning of Too Fast, Too Furious where Ludacris is like, you got 4 minutes. And he's like, all right, I'll be there. And it cuts to him just zooming through traffic and stuff. That probably would be me trying to get my vaccine. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, no, tell me where I got to be and I am there.
I'm glad that you both are well on your way to at least getting your lives returning to normal, being able to go places now. Now, this next question should come a little bit easier for you guys, but would you rather live 100 years in the future, and you should be able to do that now with your COVID vaccine, or would you rather live 100 years in the past?
This is so hard for me because I really, like, I've always, and I think a lot of people do, they romanticize the 1920s, and like that whole era is just amazing. But I think I'd want to live 100 years in the future because I'm really hopeful with like the way that things are starting to change in our country and people are becoming more aware of the problems that are here. And so I'd really like to see what things are like 100 years in the future and if what's happening today has any sort of standing.
Oh God, I hope it does. I think I would say the future too, and not to be boring, but like pretty much for the exact same reason. Like, I just feel like there's so much right now that people are becoming aware of and people are trying to actively change. And I would like to hope that I will see these changes in my lifetime. And I would want to live and experience these changes because I think that they're going to be for the good, especially for women and for the LGBTQ community and people of color. And I just really want to see the changes, and I want to see like difference made, especially in America. I like want to have hope in America. So I hope that things change.
Much like you two ladies, I played with this back and forth in my mind. But I'm going to have to also go with the future. There were a lot of good things happening 100 years ago, but we still had a ton of bad things. Like, we were entering World War I and dealing with a pandemic, just to name two things. You know, not everybody had the rights that they have today, and things like that. So I, you know, much on trend with what you two ladies just said, I am optimistic about the future, and there's a lot of good things happening right now to make that future even better for all walks of life.
Yeah. And think, I mean, we could be entering our whole own version of the 20s here. I mean, people had to deal with a pandemic just like they did in the beginning of the last century. And we've been, you know, crushed by not being able to do anything for a whole year. So it could literally, like, the same thing could pan out. You never know.
Let's just bring back the flapper fashion, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
I've got some dresses, guys.
Well, if you could work any job for just one day, what would you pick?
I would want to be an Imagineer for Disney.
Oh, ooh. My God, that's so good.
I just like to be able to like see into the workings of like what they're planning for the future. Even if it, like, you know, because I try to think like what would be good for just one day. Like, if I could just like take in all the information in one day and just like know all of their plans and look forward to it, that would be worth it. It'd be so cool. I'd be like, so what theme parks are you planning? Are you going to build another one in Florida? Tell me. Come on. It's been over a decade. Let's do it.
It'll be our little secret.
It would be so fun.
That would be really cool. My first thought, like something that I feel like would be a really cool job, but is just too out there for me personally, is to be a flight attendant. Like on international flights, I think that would be really cool to constantly just be traveling the world and getting to see new places.
That would be awesome.
And getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
So my job for a day would to be Jeff Bezos. Just for one day. Just for one day.
I mean, he makes enough money every second.
That's all I really need. And honestly, guys, I wouldn't even need the whole day. Maybe like a half day. We could work something out.
Even like half an hour would be so fruitful.
Yeah, like an hour or something, right?
Yeah, that'd be great just for the pay.
And that's the only reason I would say, yeah, let me be Jeff Bezos for a day. Not because, you know, he advocates for, you know, human rights or anything like that, because... he totally doesn't. And I just got us banned off of Amazon podcast. Fantastic. No. but I think that would be so cool. You know, the top guy, you know, who's making the most money in the world right now, just kind of work his job for a day to see what he goes through in one day, and the decisions that he has to make, because I imagine he has a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. I would like to be a part of that. I would rename Amazon, guys. I totally would.
What would you name
it? What would you name it?
I knew there was a follow-up question there. I don't know. Amazon. Oh, geez. I'm on the spot here. I don't know. I would just call it like Terrazon. That was stupid.
Wow, Terrence, there was a lot of thought put into that one.
Well, I'll tell you who didn't put a lot of thought into the decisions that they were making. God, I feel like we always talk about this state. Sorry, Megan, but Florida.
Okay, I wasn't born here, so it's fine.
A woman in Florida pretended to be a plastic surgeon. She botched a nose job, and she was arrested mid-procedure.
So, I have so many questions.
So bad for the person that was on the table.
Right? Like, what happens to them?
Yeah.
I mean, not
Did
that they were going to
have...
the
emergency surgeon?
Yeah.
So, this is actually from people.com. And they sourced the Miami Herald in the article, which cites police. Alcalaria Jimenez de Rodriguez was in the middle of performing another procedure on Thursday when police arrested her. They began to investigate her last month after they received a complaint from a former patient who said that his nose job had been botched. The alleged victim in the case told NBC Miami that he met the doctor through a friend. He had been getting Botox treatments for a few months before asking her about a rhinoplasty. Okay, yeah, I'm with y'all. So many questions here. Like, you're faking this, but you obviously have some knowledge about what occurs, like, during these procedures and treatments and stuff.
Yeah, because even to do, like, a botched nose job, like... you have to know something, and you were referred by a friend. So, like, who's this friend, and how do they know this person? And why would they tell you to go there if they really knew this person? It's just so confusing.
Yeah.
I need to know relationships here.
The poor guy, he goes, she ruined my life. He only paid $2,800 for the surgery. Okay, if you're getting a discount nose job,
that should be your first red flag.
There's something
that's a
wrong
huge
here.
Discount.
Yeah, yeah, because these things are, you know,
I mean, like that. What, like
10 to 20,000? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm just guessing. But you know,
I mean,
$2,800. Yeah, I would question that.
How do you even follow that up?
you can't. The doctor is being held in jail still on a $5,000 bond. She's been charged with practicing medicine without a license and resisting arrest without violence. Well, she clearly didn't think that through. And these people that are on TikTok right now, I've seen some ridiculous shit on TikTok, y'all. I mean, I have been lost in the world of TikTok since our last episode.
I've been watching all the ones you're making.
I'm trying. there's a couple of them that the one I made last night got a little bit of traction, so that was pretty
cool. It's hard to crack the algorithm.
It really is, isn't it? Like,
I got shadow banned.
Oh shit.
No, it's just like, it's really hard because you can like make a video and it'll get like a good amount of traction, but then like because of how that video performed, like too many people liked it and didn't watch the whole thing, or like too many people just liked it but didn't comment or didn't share it, then like from then on until you get enough interaction, you're basically like won't show up on the for-your page. And I think that that's what happened, because I made one that got like 3,000 views.
Yeah.
Which I was like, wow, yeah, that's awesome. And then like every single thing that I've posted since then has gotten like less than 200. And I'm like, what is this? These are better than that one.
I can't bring myself to make anything on TikTok. I just watch it all day long because I don't want that rejection.
Kind of, because like it's just interesting, because like I'll post the exact same thing on my Instagram as like a reel and it took off there, and I'm like, why do people like it on Instagram but not TikTok? What the heck, TikTok?
Well, these people apparently have cracked the algorithm. They are sitting on toilets backwards so they can eat while they, you know, go.
I mean,
do their business.
This is ridiculous. I mean, out of all the crazy things on TikTok, like, this has got to be the stupidest thing that I've seen so far. So much so that, okay, in this particular article from Men's Health, they have this girl, she's sitting on the toilet backwards. She is clothed, so don't worry, you guys can look at the picture. It is safe for work. She's drinking something, and she's a bag of chips are on the back of the commode. Like, okay, there's a lot of things wrong with this. Not only is she facing the wrong direction, but who eats while they're on the toilet? I'm sorry.
It's
that's
so
just
unsanitary.
Me. It is so disgusting.
How long does it take people to poop?
Okay, so I have a story. It's not me. My ex-boyfriend used to, oh my God, it would drive me crazy. He would go into the bathroom for like 45 minutes to an hour. And
oh my gosh.
Like in his parents' house, there was only one bathroom. So you're holding everybody up if they have to go. And I never understood it. Like, what takes you so long in there? And he would say, it's the only place that I have time to, like, just to myself. Like, I play games on my phone. And it's like, oh my God, you can do that on the couch. I'm not gonna complain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that's not good for your butt to sit on the toilet that long.
Okay, so without going into so much detail here, like, it's not good for you to sit there like that. And I mean, it makes wiping tougher. It like your legs fall asleep. I mean, if you're wearing shorts, you have to come out with like the embarrassing round round red.
Thought about that.
I'm so glad y'all know what I'm talking about.
the ring around the rosy.
Yeah, there you go. And all that stuff. Like, okay, I get it. You know, you want to spend a little bit of time in the bathroom. Okay, fine. Maybe I can get on board with that. But eating, I mean, having a bag of chips and facing the wrong direction. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Seriously. That's, I'm struggling to comprehend this.
It's a little weird. And it's also just, like, not a healthy position to poop in.
No,
if I'm being honest.
It isn't.
You should get a squatty potty and sit forward facing and, like, be done in 10 minutes.
I mean, that's, yeah. That's the truth. That's the reality. It's like,
I'm like, who wants to spend that much time in a bathroom to where you could have an entire meal?
Apparently, right. These people that can put the plate on the back of the commode.
I mean, like, if you want to eat a snack or drink something or watch something in the bathroom, get a little bathtub tray and take a relaxing bath.
Yes. I watch television in the bath all the time.
Yeah, I watch TikTok in the bath all the time. Let's be real.
If I watched TikTok in the bath, I would come out looking like Prince Philip. I mean,
like, the bath would be ice cold by the time I finally got out.
The water would have evaporated already by the time I got out.
oh
TikTok,
Prince
you
Philip.
Bring you bring us such joy.
I have to say, though, I was telling my friend, because he's just like so anti-TikTok, and I was like, if I'm being honest, it's the superior form of social media at this point. Like, forget Facebook anymore. Give me TikTok.
It's just so funny.
I was never like anti-TikTok, but I was like, I don't need another social media to download.
Yeah.
And then he who must not be named started on his anti-TikTok rants. and trying to ban it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to download it because I want to know what all the fuss is about and why he hates it so much.
That's when I downloaded it too. I was like, well, if this app gets banned, I need it downloaded.
I'll have it.
Right. Yeah.
That's when I downloaded it too. That's so funny.
Yep. Thanks, DT.
But, you know, I find myself, now that I spend most of my time on TikTok and not in the bathroom, I mean, I'm like a normal person in bed. Or sitting on the couch or something. Now that I'm finding myself spending so much time on TikTok, like the other outlets are going to the wayside for me. I have to remember, mm-hmm. Oh shit, I always check Instagram. Let me go ahead and check Instagram. Or, you know, oh yeah, every now and then I'll jump on Twitter just because of the notifications that pop up. I think the one that's really suffering right now from my lack of use would be Facebook. I jump on Facebook maybe once a day now instead of like a couple of times a day. I'll sit there. If I have a free minute, I'll jump on TikTok and I'll watch people's creativeness and things like that.
Yeah. Honestly, with Facebook, I'm at the point now where if I didn't have social media groups to run for like the other podcasts and stuff that I'm in, I would not have Facebook. I would have deleted the app. I'd be done with it.
I think about deleting it all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
See, I have deleted the app from my phone. I deleted it a couple of years ago.
Oh, no, like fully delete the account. But, I don't even buy.
Yeah, yeah. But see, yeah, that's the thing with me. And I think that's the problem I'm running into, Megan, is that, you know, some of the groups that I'm an admin for, I just...
Yeah.
You know,
like I have to have it. And
yeah,
it's
you
just
can't.
Like, ugh,
you can't sever ties. I know. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm going to limit myself to literally only care about these groups and nothing else. And then, but then it's just so awful because like Facebook is the epitome of just like the worst people on the internet. Usually, when you go to like look in the comment sections and stuff, and I always tell myself, don't read the comments. Don't read the comments. Like, you know, recently. I'm sorry, this is a little off topic, but, you know, recently that article came out with the Pope and the Vatican saying something new about gay marriage or whatever. And I was like, don't read them, don't read them, don't read them. And they just got me so fired up and it like ruins my day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why did I go and read these comments? People are the literal worst. They're the worst. And it just like makes you feel bad about yourself because you're like, is this really like America right now? I just can't.
Like you can't, you can't, it's hard to rationalize how people are okay thinking that particular
yes.
way. You know, it's, and it's very, it takes us to dark places in our minds that we're like, oh my God, I know there's nothing wrong with me. Like the, my beliefs and things like that. I know that there's nothing wrong with me, but how can people just be so hateful? And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's, so with Facebook, that's, you know, it's a cesspool of that kind of shit.
It's mm-hmm. like toxic. It's such a toxic social media. And that's why TikTok is such a breath of fresh air because you can like find your little niches within TikTok and they're curated to you and they're happy or they
agree. There's so many things I've found on TikTok that like I never knew I was interested in until I saw a video and I was like, I need more of this.
And then it's funny, you check the comments on TikTok to find out if the video is real or if it's just bullshit.
It's just such a better community.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope that it doesn't, I hope that the people behind TikTok are aware of the way that people are using their outlet, not to curate it to be this cesspool of disinformation mm-hmm. and things like that. I hope it doesn't become, you know, another Twitter or another Facebook or another, you know, Instagram. It's very unique right now. It's still in its infancy stages and it's just, you know, kind of that fresh breath of air.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this next guy really should have been on TikTok instead of doing what he did. And this comes from the great state of Texas. God bless their little old hearts down there. A Texas man drove BMW dealership loaner car to rob bank, tried to use the stolen money to buy the BMW. Yes, that's the article right there. I mean, that's the headline.
What a gem.
That's really ballsy.
I mean,
like, that's ballsy.
So this guy is successful in robbing the bank. He give a note to a teller saying, "This is a fucking robbery. Pay me. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills, and you got 1 minute or I will kill you." That's harsh. After
no
show,
pressure.
Yeah, right. After show, I can't even count like $10 in a minute. Like, seriously. Right. After showing the teller the note, the guy pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want 100s and 50s. So about 15 minutes after the robbery took place, he went back to the dealership and began waving around the cash. Stupid ass. He entered the dealership's finance office and attempted to finalize the purchase of the BMW by giving the dealership $3,000 cash as a down payment. While he was in that finance office, an employee received a phone call informing him of the recent bank robbery. The employee realized that the vehicle used in the bank robbery matched the vehicle the dealership had loaned to Warren, the guy, and the employee alerted law enforcement. Whenever he was arrested, he had more than $5,000 with them, and the serial numbers of those bills matched those stolen from the bank. Police also found a painted pellet gun resembling a real handgun.
I just, like, question how people think that they're going to get away with a bank robbery nowadays.
Like, cameras are everywhere.
Right? Like, technology.
If it's not a security camera, like, it's someone on their phone or, like, the background picture of someone's Snapchat. Like,
right?
They're going to find you.
I just, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, such a guilty person. But, like, I literally could never attempt something like that. I would just be like, I mean, I'm going to get caught. Like, why am I wasting my time?
I'm the person that, like, goes to Costco and realizes that they didn't charge me for something in the bottom of the basket, and I go back in and pay.
Yeah. I just, like, I don't know. It just, like, blows my mind how people, like, think that they're going to get away with a bank robbery, especially when they can track the serial numbers of the bills that they gave you. Like, that's where, how are you going to spend that money and not get caught? I mean, let alone he made it easy as heck for anybody to find.
And, like, trying to purchase a car with $3,000 in cash. And why you wouldn't fork over the entire amount that you had.
Right. See, my mind, oh my God, I am such a damn, like, oh, my mind is just going to the wrong places right now. You're like, oh, how can somebody, you know, buy something without them tracking the serial numbers? And I'm thinking, well, I know. Like, he could go to a flea market and, like, I'm running through the scenarios
well, sure.
in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm thinking is, like, why
but
go
how long
to
is it
going to
take
like
you
that?
To spend $5,000 at a flea market?
Apparently, you haven't gone
hey,
to flea markets with
lot.
Me.
You're going to ruin your entire house.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What an idiot. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Well, this next guy got money in a legal way. He won, well, kind of.
Not the way he intended.
Not the way he intended. Yeah, exactly. So next story is man wins $2 million lottery after clerk gives him the wrong ticket. A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket, but the mistake, but there was no mistake about the result, a $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine, and he also asked for a $10 Lucky 7 scratch-off ticket. The clerk handed me the $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it for me, but something told me to keep it. I'm sure glad I did. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of $2 million spread over many years. This clerk should be promoted to customer. I mean, wow.
And that's just really lucky. I feel like this is something that would happen to my dad. Like, he's just like that kind of, you know, that's so lucky.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I need to meet your dad. I need some of that luck.
I just feel like if I knew anybody who this was going to happen to, it would be him. He'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I just like went to the grocery store and I was going to buy this ticket and they gave me the wrong one. And like, look, I won $3 million. I would be like, what?
He's that guy that like randomly finds $20 bills in the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what a chance.
That's super cool, though. Good for this guy, though.
I'm
sure that he could have used the money. I mean, who can't use an extra $1.3 million? But yeah, this poor employee, though, I wonder if there was any kind of like reprimand for him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wonder, did he have to pay the difference?
Yeah.
In the ticket value itself.
In the ticket. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he offered to exchange it. It's not like they didn't know it was a problem before it got scratched off.
Yeah. It's like worded kind of weird. So I'm like, wait, so like he knew right away or like what happened here? But.
Well, our final story today, this poor guy could use about $166 of that $1.3 million, and I'm going to tell you why. He was given a ticket after swerving off the road to avoid hitting a couch that fell off a truck. If you have to replay that last little bit back, we'll give you about 5 seconds to do that. Yes, it's true. A couple driving home from Florida flipped and wrecked their car while swerving to avoid a couch that fell off a truck. And though both escaped serious injury, there was no avoiding a $166 traffic ticket dropped off at the hospital where they were treated.
Add insult to injury.
I mean, like, that's just so shitty.
Yeah, this is... it's horrible.
So, like, I saw in the article, it said, like, the cop said that you should be two car lengths behind. It's like, even if you were two car lengths behind on a freeway, is that even enough space to not have to swerve when a couch comes at you?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Like, two car lengths is nothing.
Right. They probably were two car lengths.
And at speed, two car lengths is like the time it takes you to blink.
Right.
So get this. A Florida Highway Patrol spokesperson told the newspaper that while it's a tough break for the couple, troopers have discretion when issuing traffic citations. He added that drivers are supposed to maintain control of their vehicles. He said, you have to look at the totality of the circumstances. Remember, in Florida, it's recommended to have at least a 2-vehicle length between your vehicle and the vehicles in front of you, because that way you have enough time to react in case something like this happens, in case somebody breaks, in case debris falls in the roadway. But it's still, oh my God, like if you're going 70 miles an hour down Florida highways, which let's be honest, if you've ever driven in Florida, the minimum speed limit's 85. Two car lengths is not enough time to avoid hitting anybody at all. The poor guy said that he attempted to reason with the trooper who brought the citation to the hospital. And he said, but the starting point is that you're giving us a safe road to drive on. And that's sort of the contract that we have. And I'm pretty sure couches flying in the air breaks that contract. And we have to do whatever to stay alive. Got a point.
I have a theory. I mean,
like, accidents and emergencies happen.
Yeah.
Right?
It should be an exception.
So it says that they were driving February 20th. I bet you they're just trying to like reach a quota at the end of the month, and they're like, yeah, let's give this person a ticket. We've only got a week left because February's short, so we're gonna write them a ticket.
I am so glad that I'm not the only person who thinks that cops have a quota to meet by the end of every
month. They totally do. They totally do.
Yeah, even if they say they don't.
They're lying.
Golly. Well, we'll keep. I actually want to follow up with this story, so we'll keep you updated if the judge really tosses this out or not. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I couldn't imagine going up to the bench and, it says here that you weren't paying attention. Well, I'm sorry. Flying couches. I forgot to pivot.
They would get a sassy Megan if I was given that ticket.
Oh my goodness.
Slytherin Megan would come out, and let me tell you, it would not go well for that judge.
And I would be there to video it and put it on TikTok.
Yes.
Well, it's time for our next segment. This is a brand new one that we have for y'all, and it's called What the Facts. Did you know that when you turn 60, you will have spent about 20 years of your life sleeping?
That is, like, so depressing.
That makes me really sad, yeah.
And this
it
is
makes
based
me never
off,
want to sleep.
It's based off of people who have normal, you know, 8-hour, you know, sleep schedules and things like that. Let's be honest, some of us sleep a little bit longer, some of us sleep a little bit less, but on average, 20 years of your life sleeping. That's sleeping from 2000 to 2020.
I wish I could have slept through 2020.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys heard of the poor people that are waking up from comas? And
oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Have no idea what the hell happened, and like they see everybody wearing masks and shit. Like, that is a shock.
Oh my gosh, they don't even know that Trump is no longer president.
Right?
Those poor people.
When you stutter, your brain is buffering. Well, then shit, my brain must be buffering all the time. Just realized humans have regeneration healing powers. It's very slow, but we still have it. If you guys think about that, you're like, oh my God, you're going to be scratching your head in the shower later on and just being like, oh my God, they are so right.
That's really cool to think about.
It is neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what will be even cooler is if we could control the speed at which our body heals.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That would be
awesome.
Have
you ever read the Scythe series?
No.
By Neil Schusterman.
Yeah. So like they kind of have that in that series. It's really interesting.
I haven't read it yet, but I know what you're talking about.
It's really good. I'm in the middle of the second book. There's three in the series, but like it's kind of like this dystopian society. And yeah, they like control how quickly your body heals itself, and also like control, you can like control your pain level that you feel. And it's like, I don't know, they call them nanites, but it's like basically you can like the cloud, which the cloud is just like basically the government, which is really weird, but like it controls that for you. It's really interesting. It's just a cool concept. I'd be like, actually, in a dystopian society, I'd be down with that. That'd be really cool.
And my brain immediately goes to, I can see how it would be monetized. Like for rich people, they heal, sure. They like the nanites are somehow controlled to where they heal very fast. But for poor people that can't really pay, the nanites like are the regeneration just slows to a trickle almost. That's,
you got to turn it into a capitalist way somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
That reminds me of that movie. What was it? In Time or On?
In Time.
Just Time.
Yeah.
With Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Yeah. But time is
where,
actual currency.
Where you can basically like time, you have like a clock on your arm and that's the amount of time you have left in your life. And like you pay for everything with your time. And so like in order to move into the more affluent neighborhoods, you have to pay using the time that you have left. And rich people obviously have like endless amounts of time. And the people who are really poor, like they're struggling to sell a loaf of bread to gain another 10 minutes on their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them, like you said,
I've never heard of that.
They are down to minutes.
It's really good.
Yeah. Life is a game. Did y'all know this? Life is a game. You save the game when you go to bed. You reload when you wake up. You are the playable character. All others are NPCs. You train in a particular field to increase your stats, while ignoring other fields will lower your stats.
That makes sense.
Is this like those games where the more active you are, the better you do? Because I'm failing that.
An ignorant person will negatively impact your mood long before you'll positively impact their opinion. Oh my gosh,
oh my God,
this is so
preach.
True. Yeah.
But it's still worth the effort to try.
I know. I spend way too much time trying, but yeah, I still do.
It's a drain, that's for sure.
And that is What the Facts. All right, this is the moment. I feel like Hugh Jackman. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for real shit or bullshit. We played this game for the first time on last episode. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. We are back with more headlines. You have to guess if it's real shit or bullshit. Here we go. I feel like there should be like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music with this. Maybe
are
next
you
episode.
Trick me with cat headlines again?
You'll have to find out. Yeah. All right. First one. Man arrested in New Zealand for leaving ATM card in machine.
I'm gonna
go with real shit.
I'm gonna say bullshit. I feel like New Zealand is filled with nice people. They wouldn't do that.
It is bullshit.
Yes.
Damn.
I knew that they wouldn't do that. New Zealanders are way too kind.
Next one. Pastor who heals people by farting on their faces claims he farts the Holy Spirit.
Oh my God. I'm saying real shit. Because...
Real. Yeah. There's someone who believes that in this world.
That is real shit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who lets someone do that to them?
Next one. Utah lawmaker introduces bill to ban porn on iPhones.
Oh, real shit.
Real shit.
Okay, that is real shit.
If it was any other state, I might have questioned it.
I know.
Next one. J.K. Rowling cancels remainder of Corman Strike novels amid transgender backlash.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Ooh, y'all are good. It is bullshit.
She believes too strongly in her opinion to back down.
Yeah, she's too full of herself.
Parliament in recess as Prince Philip assumes the royal throne.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
It is bullshit. Yeah.
I was like, wait, isn't he the one that like almost just died?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad saying that, but also not because like he's kind of an asshole. So.
Toronto restaurant naming menu after office supplies so you can expense your meals.
Real shit.
Oh my God. That would be amazing. Real shit.
I need to go eat there.
That is real shit.
Yes. We are rocking it this week.
All right. I'm going on a work trip to Toronto. I have no reason to be there, but I'm going.
All right. Our final one. Sperm bank in space. Scientists consider building ARC on moon to store 6.7 million sperm specimens.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go real bullshit. Shit.
It is real shit.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, when me and Katie want to have a kid, I want my sperm to come from the moon.
That's the thing. Like, imagine what it might do to the samples. Like, maybe that's the whole reason they're going to do it is because they want to, like, test what will happen.
If they give it to me for free, I'll try it because that shit is expensive.
Oh, my God. Where's your clinic at? Oh, it's on the moon.
That would be so amazing. Oh, my God. Please. I'm looking.
Where'd you get
this.
Pregnant on the moon?
Oh, we's going to have some moon babies.
Well, the people that named their babies after where they were conceived. Luna?
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody?
Oh. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm thinking about that. What's your name? My name is Site47-F. Apparently, they all have southern accents if you're born on the moon. I just...
That's going to be like some Elon Musk naming shit.
Oh, my God, right?
I don't even know what he named his kid. I don't even remember.
It's like...
I just remember... They had to change it because there was a number in the name and legally the state of California does not allow you to have numbers in a name.
Yeah. And that is how we play real shit or bullshit. I love this segment so much.
We did really good. I'm proud of us.
I am proud of y'all. Yeah. Well, that does wrap up our show for this week. A little bit of a shorter show than what you're normally used to. No recommendations or anything. Nothing for those were the days, COVID edition. Those will all return next week. Don't worry. Or next episode. I say next week as we're not weekly. don't look for an episode next week, please. But we want to thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of our podcast. We hope that you have had as much fun laughing along as we have had today. If you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend about it. Chances are, if you like it, they will like it too. Also, let other people know what you think about our show by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And if there's anything that made you go, wait, what just happened? Send it in to us, wwjhpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on the interwebs on Twitter at wwjhpodcast. And subscribe wherever you are listening. And we should be getting a website pretty soon. I know we're a little bit behind the curve with that, but you can catch up with all the previous episodes of the podcast pretty much anywhere. Until next time, I used to think I was indecisive, but now I'm not so sure.